Come on in. Hey, no. No, no, no. It's all right. The joint's closed, but you're a VIP here. Come on in. I got your steel folding chair. Right there, man. Have a seat. I'm glad you stopped by the joint today. This is going to be a very short, modest joint, but you'll want to stick around for the end of it because the top 10 is top 10 things or words you can use when you're upset at that special female someone rather than using the C-U-N-T word, rather than saying cunt. These are different things you can say. Also, on the joint this week, I'm going to talk about pro wrestling superheroes, and I'm going to have an official apology to ISPW and Tommy Fierro for not being in New Jersey this last weekend. And I am sincerely sorry. I did want to be there, but last-minute travel complications prevented it from happening, and I'm pissed. So first, let me talk about pro wrestling superheroes. Just guys to me that I really liked at one point because of something that they did that, in my opinion, made them a hero of mine. The first guy might surprise some people because he's younger than me, a guy named Low-Ki. We were working this show for a guy named Court Bauer out in Florida. A couple of young green indie workers come in. They've got the opening match. I think they made $25 a piece. It was an opening tag match. Well, they did it like Texas Tornado style, and they were just running all over the goddamn building. You know, tackle drop down, monkey flip, triple Lindy, somersault into a 420, 620, you know what I'm saying. So anyways, they're hitting every finish in the book, and they hit Low-Ki's finisher as well. Now, granted, Low-Ki's not a TV guy, but he is known for specific maneuvers. And these kids just took one of his finishers and went right into another high spot, shot the guy into the ropes, just killed the whole show, man. I was wrestling Jerry Lynn that night. And Raven was on the card, and Sabu. Chris Candido, I think, was there. And also Steve Carino. C.W. Anderson. It was a star-studded event. Everyone was hot. When the kids came back, Low-Ki walked up to them and said, "Hey, you guys owe me $150. They said, "Why?" Low-Ki said, "Because you took my finisher out there and you pissed it away in a high spot. And then you took about 12 other of these guys' finishers and you used those as high spots. So you either owe me $150 for my finisher or you owe me 150 push-ups." And all the boys in the locker room kind of banded together. And these kids all got down and gave us $150. Low-Ki that night was a hero of mine. Another guy, Tommy Rogers. Now, there's a name you don't hear very often, but a hell of a talent in this business and a great guy. A lot of people said Tommy was hard to work with in the locker room or in management. But I think that's because Tommy Rogers was a straight shooter. He told it like he was. He didn't candy coat bullshit and tell you it was a Snickers bar. So anyways, I'm locking up with this kid, and he can't lock up. I start screaming at him. Tommy comes over. He says, "Hey, what's the problem?" He was running the locker room. I said, "Tommy, this kid doesn't know how to lock up." Tommy says, "Well, I heard he was okay." And Tommy goes to lock up with the kid. Kid locked up wrong. Tommy says, "Well, let's try it again." They go to lock up, and Tommy just slapped the kid and yelled at him and said, "Get out of my locker room." And then apologized to me and said, "Dude, I'm sorry. I was told he could work." Tommy Rogers is a superhero, or was that day to me. I didn't have to get in and waste my time with that kid. Instead, I wrestled Donovan Morgan. Now, with all that being said, I would like to give my formal apology to ISPW and Tommy Fierro. Sometimes sorry just doesn't cut it. So I wanted to show Tommy and who's slamming who and ISPW that I mean it, and I put a lot of work into my apology. So here you go. having some trouble, technical difficulties on the joint today. I, Michael Modest, would like to apologize to all the fans of New Jersey and ISPW. I'm sorry I didn't witness the beginning of something great. I'm sorry that everyone hates me, my ex-wife, ISPW fans, Judas Young, Danny Inferno, Tommy Fierro, President Barack Obama, Elvis's corpse even hates me. Hell, Tom on MySpace hates me. Chuck Norris can't stand me. Plus, the dude at the liquor store. And then, Kathy Fitzpatrick probably hates my guts. And Joe Penn thinks I'm a complete jerk. But there is, you know, a brighter side. There's another way to look at this. There is something to look forward to. And I'm also going to share that with you. That's right, New Jersey. Michael Modest has not given up on New Jersey or the New Jersey wrestling fans. I will continue to wrestle, and one day, I, Michael fucking Modest, will wrestle in New Jersey. And I don't care if I'm 103 years old. I will wrestle in New Jersey. Because damn it, New Jersey, you're worth it. New Jersey wrestling fans, wrap your arms around yourselves or someone you love, and say, damn it, we're worth Michael Modest and his wrestling genius. So, that was my little formal apology, and yet, message of hope to the fans in the New Jersey wrestling area. And just as New Jersey loves Michael Modest, I am also a fan of New Jersey. I mean, I'm telling you, man, you ask me any trivia question right now, and I'll get it right. In fact, I'm taking callers right now. Go ahead, first caller.
Oh, God. Hello? Yes, I have a question. Oh, geez, I'm on the air. I can hear myself. Oh, hold on. I'm going to turn it down. Boy, that's crazy. Okay, here's my question. What state is known as the car theft capital of the world?
Let me take a wild stab at that one. I'm going to say New Jersey.
Wow, that's right. You're very, very good.
Okay, next caller. Let's take the next caller. You have a question for me regarding New Jersey.
Yes. What state did is native to Thomas Edison, Jack Nicholson, Bruce Springsteen?
Okay, I'm going to say New Jersey.
Boy, you really are good. You know everything about New Jersey.
Okay, taking next caller. These questions are very difficult, but I'm concentrating. Hold on one second. We got one more caller here.
Yes, I got a question for you. What state is the tallest water tower?
Tallest water tower, I'm going to say New Jersey.
Boy, you're really handy to have around if you have questions about New Jersey.
That's right. You see? That's how much I love New Jersey. I will be there one day. Now I got a little commercial for you. And if you go to YouTube and you type in PSA, let's see, what is it? PSA, quote, cunt, unquote. Check it out, man. It's a really funny commercial, and I'm going to go ahead and play it for you on here, but go to YouTube and check it out.
Undiagnosed, when a simple self-test taken at home can alert them to this crippling affliction. No one is immune. Your wife, sister, daughter, even your own mother can be a cunt. And the tragedy is, it doesn't have to happen. Often the cunt lashes out, oblivious to her condition, sometimes for years until a loved one steps forward. That's what I'm asking you to do today. Step forward. Won't you give so that cunts like me can have a chance at a more productive life? Please, give generously, because a cunt can't, but you can.
So anyways, when I saw that, I thought to myself, you know, this is a condition. This is something that is afflicting our nation. This cuntism or cuntitis, I'm not sure exactly how to describe it, but it is sweeping the nation. And so I wanted to do something. And the thing is the worst thing you can ever do when confronted with a cunt in the wild is to call out cunt, because that immediately incites them into rage and anger. So what I wanted to do was, you know, just on the joint this week, these are the top 10 things that you should do or maybe say before you say cunt to a cunt in the wild. Number 10, cuntosauracy. See, now, while this is a variation of the original word, which the Oxford English Dictionary defines as an unpleasant or stupid person, it is playful in a childlike way. Cuntosauracy. You know, it's you could almost see this type of cuntosauracy character on an episode of Barney. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I love you, you love me, I'm a cuntosauracy.
You know, something like that. It's sure to get a giggle from the cunt in your life. Number 9 thing you can say instead of cunt, whoremonger, which is defined as one who covets or surrounds oneself with whores. Now, this is a great word because it is also a way to carefully criticize your wife's friends with their whorish ways. So remember that word, whoremonger. This word is underutilized in the English vocabulary and yet packs quite a lot of moxie into 3 short syllables. Number 8, great word to use instead of cunt, brimolo. While this word has yet to be defined in any real dictionary, Mike Modest uses it regularly. It seems to describe some type of bison or buffalo, giving the suggestion of weight or size. Any woman will recognize it immediately as an insult. When she gets pissed off, you can simply laugh it off and say, brimolo, what? It isn't even a real word. Number 7 thing that you can say instead of cunt, you know what, babe? You're cuntalicious. Now, this word confuses the female because it sounds kind of complimentary. Yet, it is a different variation of the original word. But since it is a backhanded compliment, it seems acceptable. While we're on the subject of cuntalicious things, why don't you go on YouTube and search Wrestlelicious? You got to check it out. It's Jimmy Hart's little promotion, like Glow Revisited. It's so fucking bad, it makes your teeth hurt, and it will give you chills. Wrestlelicious on YouTube. It is cuntalicious. Number 6, great word, and this is a tie here. Harpy or Medusa. These are both very, very underutilized words, not popular since the days of Greek mythology. Yet, they both describe mythical creatures of extreme ugliness and displeasantries. Harpy or Medusa, great words to use instead of using the word cunt. Number 5, you can call your wife Heather or Tina or whatever you want, Persephone. Any name will do as long as it isn't hers. So, for instance, she's being a cunt. You just say, whatever, Heather. I guarantee it will immediately incite her. Best friend names, sisters, hot relatives seem to work best. You can even pick from the pool of hotties at work. But calling your wife another woman's name is a great thing to say instead of cunt. Number 4 thing you can kind of do, you can indirectly use the word, like, honey, are you being a cunt? This is a question. It only requires a yes or no answer, and yet it makes no statement about your wife. It is simply inquisitory. Another way to redirect or indirectly use it is to call inanimate objects cunts. For example, you could say, honey, you are awesome, but that purse looks like a cunt purse. Oftentimes, once will not be enough to really get your point across to your special someone. So, you know, and be careful not to make any comments about anything she's directly wearing being cuntful. But you could follow up with, like, honey, that wallpaper you chose, wouldn't you say it is a little cuntly? Great ways to kind of get your point across and yet not really use the word or insult. Number 3 great word is tanuk. Tanuk. This word packs no punch or it will not usually get any kind of reaction, yet it will satisfy the man inside of you. It is simply cunt in reverse. Remember that one, tanuk. Number 2 word to use instead of cunt, and this is another tie, Snuffleupagus or Awesome Kong. Snuffleupagus, of course, referring to the elephant mastodon-type character on Sesame Street, by far the largest, ugliest, hairiest beast on the entire program. And also, you know, referring to the character, you know, she won't probably know unless she's a huge wrestling fan. And again, it's a positive and a negative, which only confuses females. That the Awesome Kong comment is a surefire way to get under her skin. And the number 1 thing to do or say instead of calling your special someone a cunt is to say simply, honey, you're not a cunt at all. Just out of the blue. This is the exact opposite of calling your wife or girlfriend or special someone a cunt. But it seems to piss them off even more than simply the word being used itself. With all that being said, hope you enjoyed the Parkatol this week. Again, my apologies, Tommy Fierro, ISPW. Remember, check me out at myspace.com/Michael Modest. Email me at gmail.com, Michael Modest. And also check out www.michaelmodest.com. Wrestling is hardcore. Peace.